Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Canada. The Trudeau brothers, Justin Trudeau, the popular leader of the government in Ottawa, elected in 19, elected in 21 to lead his government. However, the Sacha Trudeau testifying in these last hours about a story that is impossible to encapsulate. So I welcome Charles Burton of the Macdonald Laurier Institute, who helps me understand a different governance and a different understanding of the leadership in the government when it is said to have received money from outside the normal political process, in this case a Chinese national, money directed against a foundation, the Trudeau Foundation, which is part of the legacy of the Trudeau family, and remarks by the Prime Minister and his brother about how this contribution by a Chinese national does not at all connect with the intelligence services revelations over these last weeks that the Chinese Communist Party and its agents have interfered in the 19 election and the 21 election for the parliament. Charles, a very good evening to you. That's the best I could do without understanding where we're going on this. The Trudeau Foundation is now part of the story, and Sacha Trudeau says that there is nothing irregular. Is that accurate? There is nothing irregular about receiving money from a Chinese national that may or may not have the perception of influence peddling? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, I think that, you know, certainly the theme of Chinese influence in Canada has been ongoing in Parliament for several weeks now, based on leaked documents by the Canadian Security Intelligence Service to the government, alleging very serious interference in Canada's election process and the providing benefits to policymakers that were evidently transmitted to the government and never acted on. And this one, with regard to the Trudeau Foundation, came out as a result of a communication that had been intercepted between the Chinese embassy and the donor, Mr. Zhang Bing, that indicated that he would be providing this $1 million donation to the University of Montreal and the Trudeau Foundation. But in fact, the government of China would be reimbursing him for the full amount. So that's where part of the controversy emerged. Now, actually, we had discussed this matter on your program back in 2016. And this was about an agent of the Chinese state, a member of the Standing Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, the number one agency to spread influence on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party, having appeared mysteriously at a fundraiser for the Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau, that he had not put into his calendar. And so revelations about this came out when pictures of the Prime Minister with this gentleman were published in China in United Front Work Department publications. He donated the money, part of it being for scholarships for the University of Montreal, part of it being to the Trudeau Foundation, and they were supposed to be $50,000 for a statue to be put up in the University of Montreal with depicting Mr. Trudeau with Chairman Mao Zedong. The University of Montreal refused to have Mr. Mao in the statue because they said that Mao Zedong was not an alumnus of the University of Montreal and therefore was not eligible for statuary on campus. So Mr. Trudeau Sr., the elder brother of our current prime minister, went to Parliament to explain why it is that all but three of the members of the board of the Trudeau Foundation have resigned, and the president made a statement saying that she resigned herself, the president of the Trudeau Foundation, a woman called Nathalie Fournier, had resigned because of uncertainty over this donation. There have been various complications. For example, it was supposed to be from a Canadian company run by Mr. Zhang, but first they asked that the receipt be sent to, for the donation be sent to an address in Hong Kong, and then they asked for an address in Peking, which is the address of the Communist Youth League's charitable agency. So the whole thing has turned into quite a confusing matter. Sacha Trudeau, the elder brother, says that he believes that the telephone conversation that was detected by CSIS is not valid, and he has not heard it and therefore can't believe it. He believes Mr. Zhang is a noble figure, and the fact that Mr. Zhang was able to get a private meeting with others, with the prime minister, was simply because Mr. Zhang wished to have his photograph taken with his younger brother. So there's certainly a lot of things swirling around that suggest a Chinese influence operation, but I think, like so many of these scandals, what's more damning are the ridiculous denials that any such thing has ever happened, instead of taking some responsibility and proceeding from there.
I know, Charles, because it'll be weeks before, maybe months before we can sort all this out, that the prime minister has taken to making announcements about Chinese influence peddling or coercion in Canada. I won't go into the specifics, but he's now saying that something, some member of his government might have been under threat. The Chinese consulate general in Toronto is denouncing or denying any of this. So there's a dialogue in some fashion going on between Ottawa and Beijing. Is this a change of weather for Mr. Trudeau or his government, that they're now acknowledging that China is a at least possible threat?
Yes, it's a fundamental change, and I think a sign of the government crumbling. You know, they have evidence from CSIS that a Chinese diplomat was coordinating a harassment campaign against the members of a parliamentarian's family in China. They know the name of this diplomat. He is still serving in the Toronto consulate and up to now has not been declared persona non grata. And so, you know, this is a very serious matter. Evidently, the prime minister's office was aware of this for 2 years, that the report that came in that a member of parliament was being targeted by the Chinese state for pressure on his family in China, and no action was taken. Now it appears that the government will be forced to act. The question is, will there be resignations? And ultimately, will the prime minister, taking ministerial responsibility, as he should under a Westminster parliamentary system, will he then resign as a result of these revelations and the government's apparent reluctance to do the right thing and expel a Chinese diplomat? I mean, if you can't expel a Chinese diplomat for interfering with the family of a member of the national legislature, then what basis would there ever be for expelling a Chinese diplomat?
I want to understand the scale of this, Charles. I understand it's early months, not early days. In any event, this story continues to turn and twist. I can't now connect a dot of the Trudeau Foundation with the dot of harassing a member of your parliament, but there would appear to be some coordination by an outside bad actor. Is that a story that your media is telling now to your satisfaction? We have less than a minute.
Absolutely. It's front page news on the Globe and Mail. It certainly confirms a lot of things that I've written and talked about, including on your program over the years. That there is an extensive program of Chinese influence operations in Canada, significant elite capture, and that the Chinese government is able to do this without being hindered by any accountability or response from the Canadian authorities. So it's an extremely serious matter, and one hopes that we can purge this Chinese influence from Canada and that Canada can return to being a reliable ally to the Five Eyes and the United States and our other like-minded allies throughout the world. But right now, there are a lot of serious questions about the Canadian government's relationship with the regime in Beijing.
Charles Burton, McDonnell Laurier Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.